Shalom, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Daily Devotion. It is yet another blessed time of fellowship that the Lord has given unto us. Shall we go to the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12? The Bible reads, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Salvation is a free gift that we know, but we have to work for it. We have to work it out. Now, today we are looking at the fourth point. We started out by looking at how can one go about developing a well-being in the physical, which types the spiritual. How can one be strong in the spirit? The first point we said one has to decide to start. Secondly, we said one has to start small. Thirdly, we said one has to focus on the ultimate goal. And today we are going to look at one has to develop a successful balanced routine. One has to develop a successful balanced routine. In other words, one has to be consistent. Now, what does it mean to be consistent? The word consistence has a number of definitions, and I decided to pick the best two, the best three, in line with what we are talking about. The first definition for consistency is regularity. The first meaning, of consistency is regularity. This is performing tasks or maintaining a standard at regular intervals. Examples, tasks that we have every week, we have activities that reoccur. We have activities like midweek services. We have activities like the daily devotions. Maybe you have prayer sessions at home with your families or maybe with the churches. These activities have to happen every now and then. We have to be a part of them. Now, the other definition of consistency is uniformity, meaning maintaining a similar quality, style, or manner. Okay? That's what it means. I can give an example of a vehicle that is seriously serviced. I remember some time back, I worked for a school which had an old bus. It was a Toyota bus. This bus was, I think it was manufactured, if I'm not mistaken, in the late 70s, between late 70s and early 80s. And I found this bus some 40 years later, this model of the bus at this school. And it was looking very old because those models were no longer seen around. But the bus was very fit. It was very comfortable. I was very surprised. Now, I said, how come this bus is in good shape like this, but it's an old vehicle? I realized that the owner of the bus had a program, had maintained a good routine for servicing it. So the bus was always on the road, but every weekend it was being serviced. It was being checked. It was being maintained. Even while it was working, it was always in service. To maintain it, to maintain the quality. That's what it means. Now, let us go to the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers." So, consistency. Whatever you want to succeed in life, if you are not consistent, you cannot. Now, the disciples continued steadfastly. In the word of God, we have to continue. The word of God gets sweeter by the day. As we grow in the faith, we are growing from glory to glory. We don't come from glory and we lose faith or we go to something else, because that is what happens in the world. In the world, when you have a model, a car or whatever comes out, that's glory. That's the glory of the world. But the next year, there will be another model, and people will discard that one. But in the word of God, it's not like that. We are growing from glory to glory. That is why we have to be consistent. That is why we need to love fellowship. That is why we need to love to be in fellowship. We need to love to be in communion. We need to love to read the word of God, to pray and to seek the Lord and to spend some time with the Lord, to look forward to having a quiet time with Him. Because each day you are knowing Him deeper. Each day you are growing in the knowledge and in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. These apostles, they continued. No wonder they were able to shake the world. They were able to shake this world because they continued, because they were consistent. I don't believe these apostles would have made an impact in this life, even if they had the Holy Ghost. They wouldn't have made an impact if they were not consistent in prayer. They were not consistent in togetherness. Do you know that there's a very simple indicator that someone is falling away? When they shy away from fellowship. When you start noticing gaps in their attendance to church services, just know they are falling away. But we need to be consistent. We need to have regularity. We have to do this consistently. That's the only way that we will be able to make it. That is the only way that we will be fit in our spirit. When it comes to prayer, when it comes to listening to messages, when it comes to reading messages, we have to be consistent. It's on a daily basis. Now, if you look at, let us read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. I like this scripture. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. The Bible says, "Now, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching." Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Fellowship in the Word of God. Fellowship with believers is a requirement. It's a must. You need to be in fellowship. You need to be consistent. You need to watch out. Because remember, if we are not consistent, having done all these wonderful things, we may be disqualified. Like the Bible says in the book of Corinthians. Let us go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. 1 Corinthians 9. "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection." Why? "Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." After singing so well, after preaching so well, after setting a good example, after building the work of God and ministry, I may be disqualified. Why? Consistency is key. Amen. So in the word of God, brothers and sisters, having done all that we have done, we have to ensure that we keep going. When you have a good service, when you fall down, you pick yourself up and keep going. Whatever you do, you keep moving. Because that is what the Lord wants us to do. The Lord wants us to be consistent. The Lord wants us to continue. So Paul is saying, having done all these works, I may find myself disqualified. Why? Because at one time, I may have given up. One time, I may have let off. Like, you know, the problem that we have in the end time message. When we had the light in this time, in this generation of ours, when the Lord raised Brother Branham with the light, with the messages, with the great miracles and signs and wonders, the abundance of the gift that was manifesting in Brother Branham's life, it caught people. People couldn't believe it. But when Brother Branham left the scene, the light did not leave. The light continued. The light came in the fivefold ministry. The life took on a form that needed to establish us, that needed to maintain that fire. Because when that fire went on, we needed now men who would get firewood. We needed men who would need to keep it burning. Men who needed to ensure that they trim it. Men, we needed men to bring firewood. We needed other men to chop the wood. We needed other men to remove the ash so that the fire keeps burning. But we've forgotten that we needed to do that job. We thought when the man who started the fire left the scene, we thought that was the end. No, it wasn't. So the fire needed to be burnt. So people think there was no light. People think there's no light. Others were, they backslid. Others went back. But we have the light. The light is Jesus Christ. The light is the revelation of God's word. The revealed word in the fivefold ministry. It is the one that is establishing us. It is the one that is guiding us in this very dark world. The bride is ready, but she's in the dark. She's in a scary place. So the light is guiding her so that she sees where there's dirt. She sees where there are thorns. She sees where there's darkness. She sees where there's danger. She sees all these places. The light is guiding the bride until the time the bridegroom comes. So consistency, brothers and sisters, is key. We need to be a consistent people. And now the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, if we can quickly get there, 2 Timothy chapter 3, okay, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Continue. You have learned, but continue. You have gone to church. The pastor gave the word. But when you go home, continue. Study. Don't stop. Don't pack the Bible. Don't pack your notes. Go through them. Study. Inquire. Pray about it. Continue. That is the key. Key is consistency. Consistency is key. Now, here, in Zambia, we have a court. You know, this quotation talks about a drummer, someone who drums, someone who beats drums, because in Africa, our tradition music uses drums. Now, when you have a ceremony or maybe an activity, it could be a marriage activity or it could be a gathering, maybe at a funeral or wherever there's music, usually there are three drums. There's a drum which plays the bass. There's the one which is medium. And there's one which has a high-pitched sound. Now, that, when they're playing, usually, if you look at the drum, usually if you have an odd drum, you'll notice that there's a point on the drum where the skin, the animal skin, thins out. And usually, that drum usually is torn. So, the saying says, a drummer who drums at the same point, who beats the drum at the same point, is going to tear it one day. Amen. What does that mean? That means consistency. When you hit the same thing, you are desiring the same thing, you are going for the same thing, you are enduring for the same thing, you are dreaming on the same thing, you can't sleep on the same thing, you think about the word of God, you desire to be like Jesus, you desire to grow, you desire to see the glory, you desire to be a perfect vessel. Every day you are obsessed. Every day you talk about it. In the morning you talk about it. In the afternoon you think about it. Every time you are obsessed with being like Jesus, you will be. Now, if you are obsessed in making money, you are obsessed to make it big, you will. But let us be consistent, brothers and sisters. The same. You can start, people won't see what you're doing, but consistency is key. And we'll be able to manage. Now, there's a famous martial artist, is Bruce Lee. I think we've heard of Bruce Lee. Now, if you search for his quotes, there's one interesting quote that I came across on the internet. This is what it says. This is what Bruce Lee said. He said, I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times. Because he knows that that kick is deadly. When you've practiced something over and over, you refine it. Amen. Consistency is key. Let us finish it up in Galatians chapter 6. The book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let us not be weary. Let us not be tired. Let us not be discouraged. Let us not be fearful. But let us stand. When you fall, you make a mistake, pick yourself up and go and stand and serve the Lord. Stand for Jesus. Live for Him. Satan will try to drag you back, but stand, because we are in a race. Sometimes in a race, that's what happens. But pick yourself up and let's go, brothers and sisters. And those of us who've made it, if the Lord gives us grace and He's done His work through us, let us go on. Let us humble ourselves. Let us stand. Let us desire to go on until the real thing is seen, until we get to the end. So, brothers and sisters, there's no going back. This is not the time for you to be caught in adultery. Can you imagine, seriously? A believer, you're caught with another woman. Why? A believer smoking? A believer doing all sorts of stealing money, being dishonest in little dealings? You still want to cheat and make some money? No, you can't. Believers telling lies? No. We can't just be derailed. We have to continue. Brothers and sisters, let us continue. The Bible says, don't be weary in doing good. Some people get tired of God's work. They feel they've prayed enough. They think they've gone to church programs so much. No, no, no. Let us continue. Let us not be weary. Why did the scripture say that? Because there are things that will come and weary us. Sometimes problems, they weary us. But we pray seeking the Lord. He understands. Brothers and sisters, I love you all. The Lord bless you, and by His grace, we'll meet again tomorrow. Shalom.